Best Food Forward Sangeet Natak Academy recipient Dr. Neena Prasad, Extreme Right, performs a Mohiniyattam piece with her troupe as part of a dance festival held at NCPA in Nariman Point. United We Eat, a moment from the first meeting. Paid courtesy, Jobin Lawrence. Artist-writer Indu Lalitha Harikumar's latest initiative will witness foodies share hearty meals with strangers at popular haunts across the city. I organize art and readers meetups regularly, and more often than not, breaking the ice is the hardest part. But when you have bread to break, the ice is never a concern, shared Harikumar. After an iftar trail in Bhendi Bazaar's Bori Mohalla in April, the artist will host the second meeting at a Sobo restaurant today. In a deeper sense, the idea is to break the stigma around sharing food and eating off the same plate. People often frown upon food that has been consumed by others, labeling it an LS quo, jutha. But the world would be so much happier if we all shared what we have, she added. Now that's food for thought. Those interested can log on to @individuality on Instagram to find out more and register. Amchi City, a Pride glimpse from West Coast Brigades and LS quo. Amchi City banner reveal at the Mumbai vs Bengaluru football match at Andheri Sports Complex. Pick courtesy, Shannon Nogueira. The West Coast Brigade, Mumbai City FC's official fan club, unveiled a giant banner cutout reading in LS quo, Amchi City at the recent match against Bengaluru FC at Andheri Sports Complex. This banner, a tribute to the club's 10-year anniversary and its dedicated fans, features caricatures that celebrate the journey from the club's inception to its current success. Shannon Nogueira, co-founder of the West Coast Brigade, revealed, "We rely on profits from our merchandise sales to fund the banner. It's a long process that requires the support of the club and our volunteers. The creation process involved weeks of planning, including measuring the stadium and designing the banner, which spans an impressive 35 feet 2 days before the match. A team of 20 volunteers set up the banner, employing a pulley system for a 3D effect. The emotional unveiling resonated with fans, with one longtime supporter expressing, "This is too emotional." With the event marking one of the highest attendances at a league match at the venue, the West Coast Brigade plans to continue creating unique banners and visual displays enhancing fan engagement. And Shannon Nogueira, a helping hand for Pune, a woman works on a piece, right? Artisans pose with the bags for NGO India Sponsorship Committees, IAC, Pune-based Saksham Wing. Ethical fashion isn't a recent trend. At a 2-day exhibition in Wild Palay that opens today, you'll catch a glimpse of handcrafted apparel, home decor, and bags that have been meticulously crafted by women trained by the organization. IAC has been working with disadvantaged individuals across age groups for 56 years. Once women become of employable age, they often struggle with finding a stable source of income. We train 450 such women in the art of sewing each year at our Yerawada Center to give them a shot at financial independence, NCE, shared Executive Director Medha Oka. Going the extra mile, the organization is also simultaneously promoting local handlooms. From cloth to product, the pieces are entirely handmade. The fabric is sourced from local weavers in Kutch and Jaipur, and worked on in Pune, she informed us. For more details, check out @_iamisk_ on Instagram, Medha Oka Pajamas and Fiction. A snapshot from the Pajama Party. The Mumbai Readers Mixer hosted a pajama party at a Bandra bookstore, transforming it into a cozy haven with mattresses and fairy lights for readers. Co-founder Abhimanyu Lodha shared, "Inspired by similar gatherings in the West, we wanted to recreate that experience in Mumbai. We filled all 30 spots quickly. It's an informal meet to unwind where readers relax and chat. We plan to make it a monthly affair."